That's all good. Yep, no, that's good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Time is 5:35, Tuesday, September 13th, 2016. Call the meeting of the Kituit Fire District Board of Fire Commissioners to order. In attendance, Commissioner Richard Pisano.
Tom Hadley.
Kevin Connolly.
Before I go to public comment, I would like to make an announcement with regard to our ongoing process about the minutes of previous meetings. We are going to be looking at minutes from the July meeting tonight, which we finally got loaded to the website and we have a transcript of. There is as yet no transcript of August meetings. Are you recording tonight? Amy Cates is recording. This is relevant to what I'm about to say. The minutes from the August meeting were barely audible. The town's IT department is trying to run some booster programs to salvage the minutes so that we can get a transcript. Do you still have recordings from the August meeting? Would it be possible for us to get a copy of that, a recorded copy that we could use if we can't salvage the one that we made on the sound system?
Yes.
I would appreciate it. Thank you very much. All right. Let's begin with public comment. Nobody? All right. Then review and approval of previous meeting minutes. These, as I have already said, are the minutes from the July 12th meeting. I have reviewed them, and aside from one correction, where I believe we were speaking about the fiscal year, not the physical year, and I haven't had a chance to see in this transcript if that's been corrected. I have found no problem with these minutes. Kevin? Oh, you haven't? Tom, have you had a chance to look at them? Chief, while Tom is looking at those, you've already had a chance to review these for the portions that were your presentation at that meeting.
That is correct. Sorry, this is not working. So that's correct.
Oh, there is another one that was left inadvertently back in there on top of the equipment. Now that we actually have that microphone, I can reopen public comment if anyone is. No, that's okay. I would move that we approve the minutes of the July 12th meeting as presented. All in favor? Aye. It's unanimous. Moving on to old business. First item on old business is union negotiation. And again, I must offer apologies. We have had some scheduling problems getting the first meeting of the commissioners negotiating team together. That was in part my fault because I didn't get it posted in the right place in the right time. We're going to have that this Thursday. The meeting has been posted, after which I'm hoping that we can contact the union representatives and set up an initial get-together before the end of the month. Monthly activities, Chief.
Good evening, everybody. It's good to see everybody here. Chief Christopher Olson. Okay, monthly activities. We have the month of August 2016, rescue calls. We had 42 rescue calls. We had three brush fires, two hazardous material calls, seven mutual aid engine runs. That is actually between Hyannis, Calm Fire, and Mashpee Fire. And we had six public assists with 10 inspection activities with a total of 60 incidences for the month of October, of August 1st to the 30th. Anybody have any questions on those at all? You do have a copy of those two in your files as well.
Next item is the ComStar report.
Okay, there is in your reports there. There is the ComStar report that they have, and it's furnished from ComStar at 8/26/2016. This is for the period of 7/30/16 to 8/26/16. They have a net applied of $16,578.95 through the insurance reconciling items. And they said the total deposits was $3,098.06. Commissioner, you had a question, I believe, last month on the billing of ComStar.
Yes.
Percentage-wise, we did change the percentage-wise. There is a chance to change them again, so we can certainly talk about a change of percentage if we would like to do so. And I have some of the paperwork, not for this meeting, but I have some of the paperwork I can bring in, and we can table it to next meeting.
Very good. I would appreciate that.
Okay. So, personnel. Okay, all our personnel. We have one personnel still out on line of duty. We do have all other personnel working. Doing well. We moved one personnel to an acting lieutenant's position to establish a continuity to group one. We're hoping that within the next this being September, October, November, we're hoping to find, at least by November, we're hoping to find out with that line of duty person about retirement. All the paperwork is in for retirement for that person. The medical board is looking at it as we speak. I'm sure they've already looked at it, and they're going back to PIRAC to talk to them. That's the last word I received, and that was last month. So I'm just waiting for them to, it's a waiting game, unfortunately. And I'm just waiting for them to get back to us to retire that person.
We've raised this before, and I am still not clear on what the standards of confidentiality are for some of these things, particularly in regard to medical condition. You and I have had conversations about it, Chief, but I'm not resolved on where it stands.
I can certainly get in touch with our attorneys about that, and we can hopefully have a definitive answer for that for next meeting.
Yeah, I had hoped we would have heard back by now, but... When you say they, are you talking... Well, we have not received that notification. Oh, well, then, if you have materials, I'd appreciate you forwarding them to me. But in the meantime, we'll wait.
All right. Okay. The personnel is, we have a fitness program that's working fairly well. I'm pretty excited about that, and they're doing really well with the fitness program. Also, for personnel, we have one person that I do not wish to mention their name at this point. I just got to get a clarification if it was okay to mention it he said it was okay to mention it to the board, but since the public's here, we do have a possibility of one person that is going out on leave for medical reasons, and I can certainly fill in the board at a different meeting.
Thank you, Chief.
The last thing in the personnel is about myself. I'm going to first of all let the board know I appreciate the support, the efforts that you folks have given to me, your predecessors have given to me, and this district have given to me. It's been absolutely incredible, and I appreciate that very much. With that in mind, in speaking with my wife on many occasions, I'm going to give my intent to retire beginning June 30th of 2016. So this will be my last year as your fire chief. And again, I am so grateful. It's with good, good feelings about moving forward into a different realm. It's funny, I'm getting emotional, but I'm going to go forward and move forward and end my employment here June 30th, 2016. But thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Point of clarification, Chief. I hope you mean 17, not 16.
17. Yeah. Thank you very much. 17. Yes. Thank you so much. Yeah. Okay, apparatus, moving forward on apparatus. You will have a letter of intent to following that, too, as well. Okay, apparatus 265, engine 265 should be in service tomorrow, hopefully tomorrow. We do have our radios. We have the radios they're going to be putting them in tomorrow. We have a supply line on. We're going to transfer the hose over tomorrow. We're going to be putting it in service to do training on it for pumping and stuff, and then we're going to fully get it in service and probably within another week or so. I just want to get our firefighters to pump on it, at least 5 hours each person to pump on this It's a really good pump. It really works really well, and it has its own governor. So it's really neat system the way it's working. And the we do have a foam tank on there. I know there's issues with foam, so we're not going to be spreading foam in the district at this point. But just know that we do have a 20-gallon foam tank on there too as well. So we're going to be using that truck throughout the week and next week, and it should be in full service by the end of next week. So we're really grateful to the district on that. It's a beautiful truck. It's really nice. And I've heard nothing but good things about it through our firefighters and our officers. So once again, thank you so much to the district on that. Okay.
Chief, assuming that plan to put it in full service in approximately a week goes forward, do we have a timetable for when the other truck will be taken out of service for rehab?
Next week, it will be taken out of service. As soon as 265 is in service and the firefighters feel very comfortable pumping that truck, they already can drive it perfectly fine. Now they just got to get some pump training on it. As soon as that's done within next week, the 263, the rehab truck that we want to get rehabbed actually, is going to go up to Minuteman, and they're going to give us a quote on that and then bring that forward. So I would say by next week it should be out of service, 263, and 265 should be in service.
All right. And could I request that when you get the quote from them, if that happens before our next meeting, that you get that information to us right away, just so we know where we stand in terms of the money allotted?
Right. They're on the state bid too, so I will look at three different quotes, but we don't need to if it's a state. If they're a state fit. So we'll look at that and make sure that it's done appropriately.
All right. The last item under new business is union contract. I think I've already touched on that. This is hopefully going to be an opportunity for us in this calendar, or in this fiscal year, to get contract negotiations done ahead of time and productively. That is our hope. So, as I said, I'm looking forward to being able to presumably get a first meeting scheduled before the end of September. Last item are the warrants. Do either of my fellow commissioners have any questions about the warrants that came out this week?
I do not.
I did have just one question on 5245, Chief, maintenance grounds. We've again where do we stand with the good blocking on the word?
The number of that again is?
The 5245. I'm interested in the sewage.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yes.
Septic. Thank you.
Yes.
I knew it was something other than sewage, but.
Yes. That is an ongoing, every 3 months we need to pump it out process. So it is a failing system. It's going, as they said, it was a failing system that we're going to need to replace it shortly. That grounds is going to be probably used up, and we may go into the building part of that too as well. We're getting quotes on. We have quotes actually on the septic, and it's going to be in the strategic plan. I have a lot to do before my retirement, so and one of those tasks is to complete that strategic plan that we started. So that will be done, and in that will be that process of how to go about, taking care of the sewer problems that we have, the septic system we have. It was only meant for, I think it's 5 or 7 people, septic system, so it's not meant for what we have now.
Chief, I actually did have one other question in the warrants. 5130 is, again, posted at well over the total annual allotment. Are we still reflecting expenditures from last fiscal year on that line item, or are we already that far over?
That far over because of our personnel that have a line of duty. We don't have a line item to cover that. We had insurance to cover that. If you recall, the district gets money from that, and we don't receive it. So there is no offset in that respect. The district gets an offset, maybe in taxes or whatever they use it for in the general fund, but we certainly don't receive that money in the fire department to aid us in that. So it's halfway, what is it? It's actually $10,000 and $10,243 over just because of the injuries that we've had. So since July, yeah.
And even if the retirement board acts on the request for the remaining firefighter to take retirement, we are likely to be substantially more than that over before that's resolved.
Correct. We're looking at 2 months, and hopefully earlier. We'll receive some word from the retirement board.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Stan Goldstein, Trudy Lane, Kituit. Question for the chief with respect to this account. I understand that this is an account that just picks up costs from disabled or injured people, and you have no way of knowing what's going to happen in the future. But if we look back, let's say 5 years, and take an average and maybe plug it in to the, and then maybe kick it up a little bit and plug it into the budget next year, so you're covered.
That is actually precisely kind of what we do. Actually, is we look at not so much 5 years, but we look maybe 3 years back, and then we look at the previous years and the year before, as it's written on the appropriation sheet, and we average it out. And hopefully, that crystal ball is not so cloudy when we go through that. But it's, as you know, it's so difficult to determine if someone gets hurt or not, if someone's sick or not. Vacation, we got already in the books. We know, what everybody has on vacation time. But sick time, we don't know, and illnesses, we don't know, and injuries. Certainly, we don't want our firefighters injured or having illnesses, but it happens. So, but we will definitely, yeah.
Cynthia Gardner, 94 School Street. I didn't have any public comment previously because I was hoping that the items I was concerned about would be addressed. At our last meeting, Mr. Prezzano, you asked the chief to make sure he included in his response report how many mutual aid vehicles came to our district, and I'd like to know if we could have a number of any came this month. And secondly, we were supposed to get a quote of what the engine might be valued at that was just replaced.
To answer the last question first, we didn't do the appraisal on it yet. We obviously, as you heard from me, we have about 2 or 3 months before we get that engine back. So we're not going to take 265. The old 265 is not coming out of service until we get the new brand new 263 back in, so back from rehab. So we got some time to do that, and that it seemed very minor on our radar. But that will be done, and there will be an appraisal. We've done it many times before. It's not a big thing. So we will have that done for you and for the district. To answer the question on the first question, I didn't get that report. I don't know how many people have come in. I haven't looked at that in Firehouse. That's a very simple fix to do, and I'll have it ready for next meeting.
Any other comment? I would. Any other business, Tom? Kevin? And I would move to adjourn the meeting.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Moving forward.